Hello everyone, my name is Rizal D here. Today I'm going to tell you about a fairy tale. It's called The Sprightly Tailor by Joseph Jacob. A sprightly tailor was employed by the great MacDonald in his castle at Saddle in order to make a pair of shoes using an olden time. And shoes being the vest and breeches united in one piece and ornamented with fringes were very comfortable and suitable to be worn in walking or dancing. MacDonald had to say to the tailor that if he would make it the truce by the knight in the church, he would get handsome reward. For it was thought that old ruined church was haunted and that fearsome things were to be seen there at night. The tailor was well aware of this, but he was a sprightly man. And when the laird dared him to make a truce by the knight in the church, the tailor was not to be daunted, but took in hand to gain the prize. So, when the knight came, away he went up to the glen, about half a mile distance from the castle, till he came to the old church. Then he chose him a nice gravestone for a seat, and he lighted his candle, and put on his thimble, and set to work at the truce, plying his needle nimbly and thinking about the hire that Laird would have to give him. For some time he got on pretty well, until he felt the floor all of a tremble under his feet and looking about him, but keeping his fingers at work, he saw the appearance of great human head rising up through to the stone pavement of the church. And when the head had risen above the surface, there came from it great, great voice, and the voice said, "Do you see this great head of mine?" "I see that, but I'll sew this," replied the sprightly tailor, and he stitched away at the truce. Then the head rose higher up through the pavement until its neck appeared, and when its neck was shown, the thundering voice came again and said, "Do you see this great neck of mine?" "I see that, but I'll sew this," said the sprightly tailor, and he stitched away at his truce. Then the head and neck rose higher still, until the great shoulder and chest were shown above the ground, and again the mighty voice thundered, "Do you see this great chest of mine?" And again the sprightly tailor replied, "I see that, but I'll sew this," and stitched away at his truce. And still it kept rising through the pavement until it shook a great pair of arms in the tailor's face and said, "Do you see these great arms of mine?" "I see those, but also this," answered the tailor, and he stitched hard at his truce, for he knew that he had no time to lose. The sprightly tailor was taking the long stitches when he saw it gradually rising and rising through the floor until it leaped out of a great leg and stamping with it upon the pavement, and said in roaring voice, "Do you see this great leg of mine?"
Aye, I see that, but I saw this," cried the tailor, and his finger flew with the needle, and he took such long stitches that he was just come to the end of the truce when it was taken up its other leg. But before it could put it out of the pavement, the sprightly tailor had finished his task, and blowing out his candle and springing from off his gravestone, he buckled up and ran out of the church with the truce under his arms. Then the fearsome thing gave a loud roar and stamped with both his feet upon the pavement, and out of the church he went after the sprightly tailor. Down the glen they ran. Faster than the stream went the floods right it, but the tailor had got the start and nimble pair of legs, and he did not choose to lose the laird's reward. And though the thing roared to him to stop, yet the sprightly tailor was not the man to be beholden to monster. So he held his truce tight and let no darkness grow under his feet until he had reached Saddle Castle. He had no sooner got inside the gate and shut it than the monster came up to it, and in rage at losing his prize, struck the wall above the gate and left the mark of his five great fingers. You may see them plainly of this daily if you only pierce close enough.
But the sprightly tailor gained his reward, for MacDonald paid him handsomely for the truce, and never discovered that few of the stitches were somewhat long.